Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Hey, you guys. All right, so I am still recovering from a nasty cold that has hit my household this week, but I did want to get an episode to you guys out this week, so enjoy this week's episode. It's a pre-recorded video from a live stream I did previously, but I feel like it can really still impact you in a way in your life and your business. And it's a nine minute audio on how I hit my first four figure month and grew my income by over 2,200%. So enjoy this week's episode and please pray for me and my family. We are still sick and this has not been fun. It's not been a fun month of sickness. So, but anyways, enjoy the episode. I love you guys and God bless. Okay, we're live. We're working now. Hey, you guys. So I wanted to hop on. If this is your first time watching me, hello. Welcome. My name is Courtney Berry. I'm a Christian confidence coach, and my focus is to help you to believe in yourself and to create the confidence to cultivate those four-figure months and beyond and just know that it's truly possible. So if I'm being totally honest with you right now, I did not want to do this live stream. I feel like absolute crap today, but I felt like someone really needed this message. So who am I to not hop on and deliver the message because someone needed to hear it? So I'm pushing through. I really just want to lay in bed and do nothing today because the emotions are really high today and I just want to sit in my bed and cry. And you know what? If there's someone out there telling you that you can only be successful if you're feeling really good, like, that's so not true. That's so not true. Push that completely aside. But okay, all right, I need some water. So I want to share a story with you about my experience as an entrepreneur, because I've been an entrepreneur for 6 years now, and it has taken a lot of strength, a lot of endurance, a lot of courage, a lot of perseverance, a lot of just putting my everything into this, a lot of me waking up every single day and knowing this is my purpose, this is why God placed me here, and I'm going to do it no matter what. I'm going to do it because I know this is where I'm meant to be. I know, like, you cannot stop thinking about it. You wake up every single day and you're like, this has to happen. I know this because I feel this desire on my heart. And you wake up every single day going, okay, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And then you find yourself hesitant to keep continuing on because you're not seeing those results in your business that you have been praying and hoping and just wishing for every single day. And I want you to know that first off, they are on their way to you. They are on the way. Your clients are on the way. Your profitable business is on the way. Like, it's all on the way. Everything that you're praying for, God hears you. He's listening to you. And it's on its way to you. I want you to know that, okay? So I wanted to share with you my story. And my story is I have been struggling for 6 years. And I say that because I know what it's like. I know what it's like to want to take the... And you know what? It's more risky to not invest in yourself. And this is really what I want you to take away from this. Because I DIY'd everything. I was the woman who wore all of the hats. I did not want any hands on my business at all other than myself. I was Miss Do It All, do everything myself. I'm not letting you do anything for me because I truly believe that I can do it better than you. And that was the mindset I had my entire business. I actually hired a VA. I finally took a leap of faith and I hired a VA. I'm like, okay, I hear VAs are great for your business. Here's my business. This is what I want you to do. And I kid you not, I actually was messaging her going, "Hey, just so you know, I did this just to make your job easier." And she's like, "Stop. Stop doing what you're doing right now, Courtney, because you hired me to help you. You hired me to do this for you, and you're doing my job for me. Stop. Walk away right now because you hired me to do this, and I really appreciate you doing this for me, but that's not your job. My job is to make your life easier. My job is to help you with your business so that it flows with ease, and my job is to take all those administration tasks off your hand." And I was doing everything for her because I did not trust anyone to help me with my business. I felt like I could do it. I felt like I had all of the knowledge, all the experience, and I was doing everything myself. I was also scared of investing. I was scared that I would hire that VA. I was scared that I would hire that designer. I was scared that I would sign up for that program, sign up for, like, I was so scared of investing in myself that I did everything myself. And I will tell you, that is the biggest risk that you could take on yourself. That is such a risky decision to make because you are slowing down your success. You are slowing down. Those people want to help you. That business coach, that confidence coach, that VA, that graphics designer, that web designer, all of those people that you feel you need to hire, that you want to hire, but you're scared to hire, they're there to help you. And when I finally realized that, hey, doing this is not my expertise, I need to hire that help. That amplified my business over 2,000%. I grew my business over 2,000% in a week after I hired that one-on-one coach. And I was so scared of that investment. I was terrified, but I'm like, this is what I need to do. What I'm doing for me is not working. And it's time. It's time that I realize that maybe this is the step that I need to take in order for my business to grow because I've been praying and praying and praying. And the answers have been in front of me all of this time, but I've been too scared to take those leaps. And I want you to know that I understand what it's like to be going through that, and I'm here for you. That's why I create all the programs that I can. That's why I create low offers for you guys, because I know what it's like to invest and I know how scary it can be. So I want you to know if you are ready to finally start growing your business, having a four-figure month is just the beginning. And it's easy to do. We're only the 5th of August, and I'm already almost at a four-figure month, and I expect to be at a five-figure month this month. So I want you to know that having that success, you need to have that help. And it may not be a one-on-one coach for you. You might be better through group programs. You might be better doing courses. I don't know. I don't know what works for you, but I know what has worked for me, and I know what's worked for my clients, and I know what's worked for those around me, and it has always been having that one-on-one. I want to see you succeed. I want to see you seeing that success that I know you're truly worthy of, and I know that you can make it happen because I believe in you, and if God placed this desire on your heart, He's just waiting for you to take that action. He's waiting for you to believe in yourself enough to know that when you start investing in yourself, he's going to repel. Why am I saying repel? He's going to reward you for that. He's going to reward you and give you that success, give you that thing that you've been praying for all along, but he's waiting for you to take action. He's ready for you to believe in yourself. So I'm gonna hop off because, like I said, I feel like crap right now. So, but I really wanted to get that message to you and just share a little bit more of my story and my journey because I've done everything. I've done everything and I spun my wheels. I was hustling, I was getting burnt out, I was dealing with the anxiety of, is money gonna come to me this month? Am I gonna be able to pay my rent this month? Am I gonna be able to do this month? You know, what if this client that's paying me decides they no longer want to pay me? Like, I've been through all of the thoughts, all of the beliefs, and I want you to know that I'm here for you and I'm here to support you in every way, shape, or form that I possibly can. So if you are looking for some help, message me. Just message me, okay? And I'm here for you. So I love you. God bless you. I'm proud of you. And thank you for watching. If you've watched this far, you're amazing. And I wish nothing but success and beyond for you because you are truly worthy of your desires because they're placed there from God. So I love you. You're amazing. Keep on going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Because It's on its way to you. Okay? Bye, guys. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.